a reading from the second book of Samuel. An informant came to David with the report, "The children of Israel have transferred their loyalty to Absalom." At this, David said to all his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Up, let us take flight, or none of us will escape from Absalom. Leave quickly, lest he hurry and overtake us, then visit disaster upon us and put the city to the sword." As David went up the Mount of Olives, he wept without ceasing. His head was covered and he was walking barefoot. All those who were with him also had their heads covered and were weeping as they went. As David was approaching Barum, a man named Shimei, the son of Gera, of the same clan of Saul's family, was coming up out of the place, cursing as he came. He threw stones at David and all the king's officers, even though all were soldiers, including the royal guard, were on David's right and on his left. Shimei was saying as he cursed, "Away, away, you murderous and wicked man. The Lord has requited you for all the bloodshed in the family of Saul, in whose stead you became king. And the Lord has given over the kingdom to your son Absalom. And now you suffer ruin because you are a murderer." Hushai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, please, and lop off his head." But the king replied, "What business is it of yours, sons of Zerali, that he curses? Suppose the Lord has told him to curse David. Who then will dare say, why are you doing this?" Then the king said to Hushai and all his servants, "If my own son, who came forth from my loins, is seeking my life, how much more might this Benjamite do so? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to do so. Perhaps the Lord will look upon my affliction and make it up to me with benefits for the curses he is uttering this day." David and his men continued on the road, while Shimei kept abreast of them on the hillside, all the while cursing and throwing stones and dirt as he went. The word of the Lord. Lord, rise up and save me.
Lord, rise up and save me.
O Lord, how many are my adversaries, how many rise up against me. Many are saying of me, "There is no salvation for him in God."
Lord, rise up and save me.
But you, O Lord, are my shield, my glory, who lift up my head. When I call out to the Lord, he answers me from his holy mountain.
Lord, rise up and save me.
When I lie down and sleep, I awake again, for the Lord sustains me. I fear not the myriads of people arrayed against me on every side.
Lord, rise up and save me.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and all the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of that man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name, for there are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive him away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside, and the people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind, and they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see a couple things, of course. You see how the man who was possessed was very strong, a demon inside him. Nobody could, chains couldn't hold him, shackles couldn't hold him, people couldn't do anything. And then a word from Jesus stops it all. That the words of Jesus are more powerful than a nuclear bomb. And so his word has the power to quench temptation in our heart, to set us free from captivity, to deal with anything in us or around us. And when he does, and when we have this faith and God does do things in our life, we got again go around and proclaim to our families, to our friends, to our churches, to our societies, what God in his mercy has done for us. And see, that's called a witness. And witnessing is what we should be doing more than anything else when it comes to God. You know, again, we don't say, and I'm a Eucharist minister at my parish, and I go to daily mass, and I say my rosary, and I do that. It's all about you and what you and I do for God. We got to proclaim what God has done for us. He died for me. He fed me with the Eucharist. He's forgiving me his sin, my sins, da-da-da-da-da-da. So let's reflect in our life. Do I talk about what I do for God? Or do I talk about what God has done for me? Age for Noah's love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us pray.